All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, this past Tuesday saw a very big shocker take place in the NBA as there was a trade between Eastern Conference rivals in the Boston Celtics and the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, the Cavaliers sent All-Star point guard Kyrie Irving to the Boston Celtics in exchange for All-Star point guard Isaiah Thomas, small forward Jay Crowder, power forward Ante Zizek, and a first-round pick in next year's NBA draft, which was the original property of the Brooklyn Nets, but the Celtics were in ownership of it, and more importantly for the Cavaliers, it is unprotected. Now, in six seasons with the Cavaliers, Irving averaged 21.6 points per contest, along with 5.5 assists. He was the Rookie of the Year when he came out of college, and he helped the Cavaliers win the NBA championship in 2016. But this all came about because Kyrie simply no longer wanted to be in the shadow of small forward LeBron James, and he went to the Cavs front office earlier this summer and requested the trade. But you just have to ask yourself, does Kyrie make the Celtics better, and does he make them a championship contender, and will he be able to fit into Boston's ball movement offense? And the reason why I bring it up is this. You look at the Celtics, they made the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and Isaiah Thomas was the heart and soul of that team. Now, if you're the Celtics, your three best players from last season are no longer with the team. Isaiah Thomas and Jay Crowder are in Cleveland, and Avery Bradley left as a free agent to sign with the Detroit Pistons. But this Celtics team also went out there and they signed free agent Gordon Hayward. You bring in the likes of Marcus Morris at power forward. You still have Al Horford. You draft Jason Tatum. You have a developing Jaylen Brown. So now this front court of the Boston Celtics is extremely athletic. Kyrie wanted to be the guy. Now he is going to get that opportunity to be the guy, and it's put up or shut up time for him. And the reason why I say it is this. If you go back to Kyrie Irving's track record, what were the Cleveland Cavaliers and Kyrie Irving before LeBron James got there a few years ago? Absolutely nothing. So now if you're Kyrie, you have to not only produce, but you've got to produce and make people in Boston forget about Isaiah Thomas, because people in that town were really rallying around that guy. And we saw this past season as he was really putting up MVP caliber numbers. So I think the onus is going to be on Kyrie. I like what the Cavaliers did from this standpoint, because you get rid of an all-star player that did not want to be there. And also, you know, there is a possibility that LeBron James could leave next year in free agency. And the Cavs are really setting themselves up going forward to still have a formidable team. You look at Cleveland now, Isaiah Thomas definitely is not going to have a problem playing second fiddle and even third fiddle to both LeBron James and Kevin Love. You get a solid perimeter defender in Jay Crowder who can give LeBron a rest in those critical moments, and at least at the defensive end of the court. And on top of that, bottom line is if Cleveland gets back to the finals, they still have to go through the Golden State Warriors to win a championship. And we saw what Kevin Durant did to Cleveland last year in the NBA Finals, as they simply never had an answer for him. And you need all of the perimeter defenders that you can get if you're the Cavs in order to attempt to slow one Kevin Durant down. At the same time, you look at it like this. Are the Celtics better than the Cavs right now? And we knew that what the answer was last year, and that was no. And I'm still not sold that the Celtics are going to be better than the Cavs. I mean, you bring in Gordon Hayward, you bring in Kyrie Irving, but the answer is this. Who's going to be that guy in the go-to situation? I mean, Kyrie has proven and he can do that. But I think right now, the way that the Celtics team is structured, I think they would be better off having Gordon Hayward be that point forward guy. He can work off of the ball, but he could also facilitate and, you know, make the people around him better. And that's something that Kyrie still is going to have to work on. He's going to have to work on playing without the basketball, and he's also going to have to work on making people better from the point guard position. Like I've long said about Kyrie Irving, his biggest knock is this. This guy is a shooting guard in a point guard's body. But if you look at Celtics president of basketball operations and Danny Ainge, he has really reworked this roster, and it could work out for both teams. And the reason why I say it is this, I mean, if the Isaiah Thomas thing works out for the Cavaliers, it's good. But at the same time, remember, he had hip problems last year, and we cannot overlook that. So there's a possibility that the Cavs could be dealing with damaged goods here. And if Thomas does get hurt or re-injures that hip at some point in the season, that is definitely going to be a huge blow for this Cavaliers team. But I, being positive about it, you look at it, Cleveland has a very solid squad. You look at the likes of Jeff Green at small forward. Now you also bring in Jay Crowder. You have another veteran defender in Richard Jefferson. Kyle Korver disappeared on the Cavs during the NBA Finals, but hopefully he can bounce back for this team's sake. You still have J.R. Smith and Amon Shumpert. You signed point guard Derrick Rose, and you still have Kevin Love, and of course you still have LeBron. So this is still going to be a very formidable team, and even with all of the acquisitions, I'm not sure if the Celtics have enough to overtake the Cavs. But I'll tell you like this, it was a smart move for both teams. You go out there and you make a splash if you're the Celtics. You just have to be wary about tinkering with your team chemistry. And on the flip side, for the Cavaliers, you have a guy who didn't want to be there, and you found a way to get yourselves some assets in return. So this upcoming NBA season was already going to be exciting, and I think it just took a different spin here in the summer. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.